This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it needs to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I'm sitting here reading stories before the show starts, and it goes right over my head. You know, all of a sudden I look up, and I got 3 minutes before we go live, and it's like, you think I get used to this by now? Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me, truly, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You can buy my book. I want you to buy the book. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate. Right? I mean, you've been given all of those titles or labels or whatever you want to call them have been given to us. And there's no reason for it. There's no need for it. Right? I mean, if, when you really get to know us and you really get to know what's going on and don't take what the party line tells you, the other party line tells you, are those things really that bad? I mean, heck, if you make fun of me rambling and you're a Democrat, how do you explain Pelosi, Wasserman Schultz, Jackson Lee? We could do this all night. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please. We're hoping, provided the planes align, the runways align, and all that fun stuff, to have Congressman Steve Knight on the line with us tonight and get some answers as to what's going on, what are they doing or not doing. You know, because what we hear from mainstream media is basically they're not doing anything back there. They're not carrying out the task of legislating. And I don't buy it. I don't think they're doing a lot more than we're hearing about. Because, you know, all we hear about is Russia, 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 right? I mean, come on, give me a break. Well, here's something that'll make your stomach turn. Because that's my job tonight. The city treasurer, city treasurer, left police dogs to starve because feeding them would cost too much money. So I'm thinking maybe we should lock him up somewhere and allow him to starve because feeding him would probably cost a little bit too much money. What do you think? I guess we can't do that. So two police dogs of a K-9 squadron of the Public Security Directorate of the municipality present at the critical picture of malnutrition and dehydration due to poor nutrition and neglect by the local government. Right? They, oh, there you go. They gave them these low quality, I don't know, little nougats. I don't even know what to call them. Because that way there, it wouldn't cost them as much money. It was like the minimal amount they could possibly feed them. Now, the dogs lost weight until their skin was stuck to their bones, completely weak, disoriented with vision problems, and in serious conditions when they entered the veterinary clinic. Mario Espinoza of the Green Ecologist Party reported that the municipal treasurer, Rodolfo Duran, cut the budget allocated for feeding the animals and the canine unit of the municipal police, so they began to supply them with these little useless little croquettes of food, little blocks, squares of food. And they no longer fed them premium food. The Animal Heart Foundation reported that the canine march will begin at 9 a.m., I'm sorry, and will be composed of people who pursue animal welfare disagree strongly that these cases are... Look, you can't stop these things from happening. You can't just stop them. I'm not saying they should happen. Don't get me wrong. Unless you have total oversight. Unless you have somebody that's actually checking it out, making sure you know that these animals are taken care of properly. And I don't care whether it's, police, horses, that kind of thing. Anything. I know, these quick ones. I like these quick little stories. They're always fun. Can I get this one done? Yeah, I can do this one. Hey, a Seattle councilman said cleaning poop off the sidewalks is racist. I don't even know how that works. This is why I said to you, the words don't mean anything anymore. They've absconded with all these words. They believe that they have the meaning of all these words, and they don't. Seattle, Washington councilman implied that the new effort to clean excrement off the sidewalk outside the local courthouse could be racist. The crime and the smell of urine, the crime and smell of urine and excrement have gotten so bad outside the King County courthouse that two judges are scrambling to find ways to fix the situation. Seattle councilman Larry Gossett isn't a fan of one solution to power wash the feces from the sidewalks. To tamp down on the smell, power washing the sidewalks is too reminiscent of, of civil rights activists being hosed down. Those people in Seattle, what do they have, an IQ of 11? How do you keep electing these people? Right? So what is it? So I wonder if he hoses down his garden. You think he puts any water on that? You think he even owns any hoses at his house? What do you think? These people are just nuts. Near around the courthouse, surrounded by homeless shelter and other social service organizations, multiple assaults, harassment, and drugs have been reported to the police in the area near the courthouse. Jurors have taken to asking judges to release them from jury duty, and two jurors have been assaulted over the past few months. We've heard about this before. When they come to the courthouse, they're afraid to come in, said King County Sheriff. They're afraid to walk down to 3rd Avenue because of what they see. I guess that's also racist, I guess. Being afraid is racist. And all they need is a lousy $8,000. Maybe they should stop wasting money on the illegals and helping the illegals out. And maybe start helping out the vets, including the streets. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, and I'll let you write it down, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up on the website. Because I always tell you, you're getting involved in the conversation. Now, on the website, there is a chat room going, but we're also live on Facebook. We're doing that Facebook live feed. We have so many people there as well that you can interact with. I'd like to say that there's smarter people than I up on that web, up on the Facebook page. So if you get bored with what I'm saying, you can always check in with them. And, you know, I don't get these guys on with me that often because they're so busy. They're so crazy busy, really trying to do the work of the government, really trying to do the work of the people is what I should say. So I've asked Congressman Steve Knight to join me, as he does from time to time, when he has a few minutes for me, to join me from time to time and to discuss really what's going on, because you're not hearing from mainstream media, and there's a shock for most of you, right? You're not really hearing what's going on at the legislative level, really what they're doing, if you listen to mainstream media, there's only three things going on right now. We're dealing with taxes, we're dealing with the Unaffordable Care Act, and we're trying to figure out how to keep Russia out of our computer systems. I mean, those are the only three things that are happening right now in Washington. Isn't that true, Congressman Knight?
Yeah, exactly. That's all that's going on.
That's all you guys are doing.
Golly, it seems like that, Joe. I'm telling you what. It's hard to get breath in journalism anymore.
Yeah. It keeps them from having to report on anything positive. I've come to the conclusion that no matter what Trump does, if President Trump runs into a burning building, pulls out a set of triplets before the building collapses, they're going to find a way to blame him for not getting in there earlier because they've singed some of their hair. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's an interesting time we live in, I can tell you that.
I know. So let's talk about, first let's talk about some of the issues that we're having here, and then I want to go through some of the things that you actually have been able to accomplish so people understand that we're not just sitting around eating bonbons up there doing nothing but waiting for the Dems to walk around the building with their signs and hats and such and what have you. Where are we at with tax reform? We're going to be able to get that done this year, or is that a little more?
That is that's the hope. That's the best I could do right now. With health care still working its way through the Senate and doing all that stuff, we were discussing that in conference a couple days ago and talking about if we're going to be here in August. I'm absolutely okay with being here in August if we're going to get some work done. But that's kind of a little bit dependent on health care right now. But I think, we're going to get some tax reform done this year. And I'll say this honestly, I don't know that we're going to get the whole deal, but I think we're going to get a good portion of it. And, we're doing a lot right now. It's just, getting reporting on anything is just almost impossible. But, I know you, Joe, I know you look at our site, and I know you, that you keep up on everything that's going on, and you understand that Congress is working, and there are things to get done.
Well, I want people to understand, look, first of all, it's very ambitious. Let's just be honest about it. It's very ambitious with the environment there in D.C. to try to get the CARE Act fixed, get the tax reform done, and other things that you need to do. We've got a lot of issues with the veterans and the veterans affairs that we need to deal with. So I think that people are first of all, when the media reports that you're not getting anything done, they don't realize that these things, you take bites out of them. You move them along as much as you can before you move on to the next thing, because that one's got to sit for a minute because it needs some more resources, if you would. You talk about the Affordable Care Act. I'm going to ask you the same question that everybody else is asking, is that why can't you simply repeal Obamacare, right? Dies in August of 2018. Then you guys have got 12 months to put a great plan, although I got a different feeling about this, but you got 12 months to put a great plan together and have it, activate in August of 2018?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. So what's happening is it's going under repeal and replace type of issue, and that's going under reconciliation. You know that you only get one bite at reconciliation every year. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't pass a budget last year, you get two bites at the apple this time. So one was going to be health care and one was going to be tax reform. That's kind of the plan for the year. So that's why it is. In reconciliation, you have to work on three different issues, taxes, revenue, and deficit reduction. So doing a reconciliation as opposed to building a bureaucracy, which Affordable Care Act was, is different. And you've got to work under certain rules, and you've got to obtain certain goals. So that's kind of where the whole year rolled out, and that's what the speaker wanted. That's what the administration wanted. I was kind of one of these people that, boy, if we could get some tax reform done first, then we can get the economy kicking and doing all those types of things. But that wasn't the plan for this administration and for the speaker. So, we're moving forward with health care, and hopefully the Senate is going to act quickly on this so that we can kind of mold this thing together and get it moving, and then start working on tax reform. But I can tell you, the Ways and Means Committee has been working on tax reform for years. I mean, they have many plans, including the one plan that everybody's heard of. Most people will be able to do their taxes on a postcard and things like that,
yeah.
Lowering corporate
yeah.
tax rate and repatriating money and all of those types of things that can boost the economy. But, yeah, that's just the plan that was rolled out.
All right, you have to forgive me, but I can't imagine the federal government ever approving a form that is the size of a postcard to pay your taxes from. I'm just not.
Yeah, well, you know, I hear your skepticism there. I'm a little bit too. I've seen the card, and I'm like, you know, I don't have real complicated taxes, but I couldn't do mine on those taxes.
No.
But, you know, I help do my son's taxes, and his are real easy, and I'm sure that they could go on that card. But, you know, but the fact of the matter is, it's going to simplify the code. It's going to lower tax rates, and hopefully stimulate the economy.
Yeah, and come back to the I'll call it the Unaffordable Care Act for a second. You know, people need to realize it's not as simple as, you know, the Congress passes it, then it goes to the Senate passes it, and bang, it's law. It doesn't work
right.
that way. There's committees it has right. to go into. There's numbers that have to be figured out. Just give us a quick Reader's Digest.
Hang,
how
hang on, Joe.
Out.
Hang on 1 second. Hang on.
All right.
I'm back.
What, did you get inside for your pizza? What happened?
Absolutely. We've passed a bill. They are going to pass a bill. Looks like it's not going to be what we passed. It's going to be quite a bit different. So there's going to be some changes unless the Senate bill comes over to the House and the House votes on the Senate action. So there could be a way that this thing comes to the House from the Senate and, you know, we move forward with that bill. You know, I've been reading through the Senate bill, and it's quite a bit different. There are some changes there that are big changes from what we passed. So it's going to be interesting. But,
yeah,
you know, like I
know
said,
you,
we have to be in here in August. That's fine.
All right. Yeah. I know you appreciate capitalism. We got to go for a quick commercial break. We'll be back in a second. Congressman Steve Knight joins us. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. You know, what a great bumper. You know, I mean, think about this. Some of the things that are going on today, or some of the things that have been going on in the news in the last few weeks, I mean, you really feel like you're in an altered universe or a drug-induced coma or something. I mean, you really got to look at what's happening. I mean, we're concerned. One of the biggest news stories today is whether or not we had a legislator that was adhering to the dress code. I mean, that's what we've come to. Is the legislator dressed properly for the floor? It's just amazing to me. Anyway, California Congressman Steve Knight has agreed to join me tonight and discuss some of the issues, some of the things going on with our legislators. Again, Congressman Knight.
I had appropriate attire on today, Joe.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
I'm going to send you a Mickey Mouse tie. I want you to wear it. I don't want to support Disney, but I want you to wear it on the floor for me someday and say this is representative of what I think is going on here today. So. All right. Anyhow, so let's get to the accomplishments, because you're not going to hear them anywhere else, really. I mean, tell us some of the legislation that you've brought forward, some of the bills that you've brought forward, and what Congress is doing. They've only passed two or three bills, right, in the last 6 months?
Oh, we've passed a whole bunch. These 7 months have been very, very successful for the House of Representatives as far as passing bills and getting them over to the Senate. The Senate hasn't been very successful about moving those and getting them to the White House. But, you know, it was funny. I was talking to 60 vets maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I said, do you understand that we passed 7 VA accountability bills over the last couple of months? And they all looked at me like, no, we've never heard that. And so we have.
Surprise.
We passed about up to now, I think we're at about 12 or 13 VA and Veteran Accountability Acts.
Wow.
Bills that go in there and look at what the VA is doing and how we can make it better. I mean, we had to pass a bill in the House so that we could fire people who've been inept at the VA.
I was just going to ask you that question. That was amazing that you actually had to put a law into place to say you could be fired for not doing your job.
My gosh. And it kind of came out of the hospital incident in Colorado, where the hospital is 100% over its budget. And nobody had been fired. And no policies had been changed. So, you know, we brought them in front of Armed Services. Those were my only two questions. Who got fired? What did we change? How is this better? And they looked at me and they said, well, nobody's been fired, and it's getting better. And I said, getting better is not a great answer. Somebody's got to be held accountable when it's 100% overrun. I mean, you're over a $1 billion hospital now. So, you know, we've done a whole lot with the VA. We've done a whole lot with veterans, done an enormous amount with small business, with law enforcement. The list goes on and on and on over the last 7 months, but the fact is nothing is getting out unless you're going to talk about President Trump or Russia or healthcare. And the other fact is we're working on the NDAA right now. We're going through amendments today for the National Defense Authorization Act. That is the bill that funds our military, gives them the raise that we accepted this year, which is the biggest raise in 6 years, which funds our military to the highest level that we've funded over the last 12 years. It does a whole lot to get the military back on track, to get them their training hours, get them their flight hours, to get them all of the things that are in the news all the time of something bad happening in the military. And why isn't Congress addressing it? Well, we are, and we've addressed it with the NDAA. And it's going to be on the floor tomorrow for the whole House to vote on. I expect it'll vote in high, you know, high 390s or something like that to get off the floor. And so we are doing a lot of things and a lot of good things that the people want us to do. So I'm, you know, I know that there's a lot of static out there and there's a lot of things that people talk about, but there's a lot of really good things that are happening, too.
Well, we know it's the noisemakers. I mean, and I don't want to belittle anybody. Some people have concerns. They come from the heart because they've been either misinformed or they really don't. They haven't read about what's happening, and they're not just trying to start trouble. There are others out there that you know. My mantra on the show, you don't have to say anything, is, you know, I know how it goes. All Republicans are bad. All Democrats are good. Period. And that's what you hear when they're out there screaming. I got in a little trouble myself for saying that there were some people at one of your events that I felt were acting like a bunch of spoiled 17-year-old brats. How do you ask your congressman, your senator, your legislator a question, and you don't even give them time to answer? You just start yelling over them. That's not conversation.
Well, Joe, don't comment on my stuff. You get in enough trouble on your own. I get in enough trouble on my own.
Well,
You know, it's... There is a lot of noise out there, but what I always say is, look, if it's the most important issue to you, it is the most important issue to you. It might not be the most important issue to me or to somebody else. But I was talking to a couple of young folks the other day, and I said, you know, we've been talking for an hour, and you haven't brought up anything but this one issue. And they said, that's our biggest issue. And I said, okay, I understand that. I understand. And I have big issues in my life, obviously, and big issues of what I'm trying to work on. But if it's the biggest issue in somebody's life, that's what they're going to be talking about. And I get that. But there's a lot of things that are happening that aren't so much in the news.
Right.
I always bring up North Korea because I think that is one of the biggest issues of the day, of the week, of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And if something happens in North Korea, this drags us into something that we do not want to be dragged into. And we want this thing to be cleared up, and we want China to help us out with this and all of those things. But that's one of the big issues to me.
But Congress can look at
services.
But you're right. This could get really bad because you've got North Korea that's out of control. The Chinese don't seem to really, unless something's going on behind the scenes, don't seem to really want to reel them in. China's taunting us enough with the islands that they've created. You've got some real hot spots, if you would. I mean, spots ready to ignite.
And look at it this way, Joe. You know, 95% of North Korea's economy is dependent on what China does, on what China imports in. And so China could step on North Korea just by sanctioning them, just by, you know, basically telling North Korea, hey, look, we're not going to be dealing with you. And North Korea would go into the Stone Age very quickly. So we count on China on doing things on this, and we want them to, because nobody wants to be in a war or in an action with a crazy man. And right now, North Korea is controlled by a crazy man. So that is one of the big issues to me. It's a big issue to a lot of other people. But, you know, healthcare is one of the major issues of the day, and I understand that. I understand that some of the things that coming out of the election, even though the election was 10 months ago, are still some of the big things of the day for certain people. I get that. I don't try and belittle anybody. But we do want to get things done too. And part of that is passing legislation that can help people and stir the economy and help our military and all of those things. So, There is still work to be done.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, that people don't hear about, because they're not the big sexy bills or what have you. You know, Kate's Law, the bill passed the House, a great law, and you had quite a few Democrats that wouldn't step up to it. They said it was the wrong thing to do. I don't get it. What is the reasoning when you're standing in the hall with them?
Well, you know, I try not to get into arguments with Democrat friends over bills. You know, but, you know, it's the same thing as when I was in Sacramento and something was happening and I didn't understand what's coming from the other side. You do want to understand somebody else's mm-hmm. argument, but in the end, you've got to make up your decision on what you're thinking. I thought that was an easy vote. You know, stiffer penalties to me make a good sense of not just deterring, but holding up a just society, that there are going to be penalties for not following the rules, not following the laws. And, you know, that was a pretty easy one for me, but some people, I don't know, they turn it into maybe a political football mm-hmm. or something, and they just couldn't get there. And luckily we had more than enough votes to pass that. Yeah. Moving on. But
that was a good one. There was, maybe I missed it, but there was rumors or there was talk about a bill that may come out or a bill that you're working on that would make, you know, what happened in New York City recently, you know, gunning down a police officer, a hate crime, a crime that would carry a much more serious penalty like that. Is that true or is that just rumor?
Well, I think that there are a couple folks in the New York delegation are looking at certain things. I haven't seen a bill come across, okay. but I don't sit in the committees that would have come across in jurisdiction. You know, we've always tried to stiffen penalties. It is a capital offense, obviously, if you're going to kill a police officer, just like killing anyone else. I am all for stiffening any penalty that is going to deter and make our society better.
Well, in the last segment, two questions I want to ask you. I want to work on sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, and protections for the congressmen, for the senators, for the people that are working for us. That baseball field could have been a really bad situation for us. We'll be back in a minute, though. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to Midas Resources. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
They call me Cuba's Peace. I'm the king of
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. If you want to know about stations and times, the show airs. We are on, scary thought, we are on 7 days a week, and you can check it out at the stations on the stations tab at the website as well. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Hey, head up to the website where you can buy, and you where you must buy a copy of my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, All the Things You've Been Taught to Hate. You don't have to. Those are labels that were put on to a guy like me by the people on the left. And when you really understand what they mean, you're going to find out it's not that bad. It really isn't. So anyhow, check it out. If you check it out on Amazon, you can read a few pages before you buy it. I'm sure you'll want to buy it. Anyway, head over there. It's one of the ways we keep the show on. How do you like that? So I've asked California Congressman Steve Knight to join me. He does from time to time. I know those guys are busy and they're working hard back in D.C. Even though some of you don't think they are, it's because you can't find out what they're doing. Mainstream media won't tell you what they're doing. So, Congressman, thanks for being with me today.
No, thank you, Joe.
So, you know, I told you before we went to break, two of the things that I wanted to hit on, because nobody's really beating them up, if you would, is one is sanctuary cities / sanctuary states. You know, your home state of California, the wonderful place that I live in right now, too, is they seem to be doing everything they can to be pushing back against the president and, frankly, against the law. And they're talking about honoring sanctuary cities and even looking at making it a sanctuary state. Are you guys going to do anything to stop this, slow it down, put obstacles in the way?
Well, we did have a meeting with the governor. This was months ago. We talked about the sanctuary state bill that was in the legislature. Obviously, I don't believe in sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. But as I told the governor, I said, look, you don't want to make an enemy of your 53 congressional members with the other members in the House. And what I mean by it is when they go into appropriations, you know, some people might look at this and say, well, they're a sanctuary state and they want to do their own thing. And California is, you know, all by itself. So why would we be, you know, helping them out? And so don't make an enemy of us. And he understood that. I think the governor understood that. And so we said, look, if cities want to do something, obviously the city of L.A. and San Diego and San Francisco and all the big cities have done what they're going to do. But don't do it across the state. One is you still have these cities that don't want to be sanctuary cities. You have all of these communities that don't. And by you blanketing them, it really kind of takes away their ability to be chart their own course as a city or a county. So I think he understood that, and it was a good conversation. I don't think that that's going to move through the legislature, but you know, those kinds of things you're going to see them in California because you're going to elect people in California that are going to bring up issues that are pretty far left. And one, they either want to make a name for themselves, or two, they're representing a group of people, whether it be in Marin County or wherever, that have just different views than you and I, by far. So, you know,
I understand, and I understand it's hard just to put the hammer down, so to speak. But there's this thing called the Constitution that seems to get in the way. But
yep.
Some people just totally ignore it. It's just an old piece of paper to them.
And I have friends over here that say, "Hey, what the hell is a sanctuary city? What do you mean?"
Well, so, what I thought was, I'm not trying to drag you into this, but what I thought was really funny was I had all these legislators that were screaming, there's no such thing as a sanctuary city here in California. It's a misnomer. It's not a real thing. And then what do? They pass a sanctuary city bill. And I'm thinking, yeah, I thought it didn't exist.
I'm
so confused. I don't get it.
Well, a lot of people have said, hey, look, there's no definition of it. And I said, okay, well, if we made a definition of it, could we then talk about it? They said, no. There's no definition. There are no sanctuary cities. Well, we know that there are. And you know, it's very obvious in California. Many cities have made overt actions to make it easier for people to be in their city and them not have any enforcement of that. So, but that's a city action that they have taken. And I don't know that the federal government is going to step in. The last administration obviously didn't. This administration can do some things, but I think if he makes it a sanctuary state, he's just, boy, he's lost a lot, and he's really made an enemy. You know, I know Governor Brown doesn't like President Trump by any means, but, you know, we still want to work with the governor. We still want to work with the administration. We still want to get things done for the citizens of California.
You know, I've got a large Second Amendment audience that listens to the show, and a lot of them live here in California. And you know how, you know. I mean, Gavin Newsom comes out and makes a comment once, and he says, look, the Second Amendment may allow you to have guns, but it doesn't say anything about ammunition. And I'm thinking,
you know,
God.
Gavin Newsom and Kevin DeLeon, the Speaker Pro Tem in the Senate, have made it very clear that they would like to get guns out of California. And one of those ways is take away ammunition. And it's true. If I've got a gun and I don't have any rounds to shoot, then that gun becomes a paperweight. And I understand that's what they want to do. But, you know, the fact of the matter is there are a lot of people in California that collect guns, that shoot guns, that sport shoot, that hunt, that do things. And they want to be able to own a firearm. And they want to be able to own a firearm to protect themselves. And we'll just see how Gavin Newsom, if he does become governor, in the next year and a half. We need a better choice right now.
I hear you. I guess my comment was more, thank God for a federal judge that stepped in recently and said, wait a minute.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is getting crazy. And again, let's talk about
this. I think a lot of the things that Kevin DeLeon did were, way over the edge, and that's why these lawsuits are coming back in a favorable manner.
I loved when he openly admitted that a majority of his family was here illegally. Now, here's a state legislator. His majority of his family was here illegally. They stole Social Security numbers. They had phony driver's license numbers and identification. I'm thinking, oh, my God, that state legislator just said that his family has broken the law and nothing's going to happen. Absolutely nothing is going to happen with all of this. It just makes me crazy.
He's not just a legislator. He's the leader of the Senate in California.
Oh, my God. So, all right, two quick things. One is, protecting our legislators. I know some people are not real nice about this. They go, whatever, they're out there, they're bringing it on themselves, which I thought was amazing. You guys don't have any real protection to speak of. Is this changed the way you're going to look at protecting the congressional group and the senators?
Well, a couple things. First, Steve Scalise is a good friend of mine. He's a great guy who everybody likes, Republicans, Democrats alike. It was a blessing that he was there because he does have a security team. And, it was horrible that he got shot, and he is still working through those injuries with the medical staff and the hospital. But if he wasn't there, we wouldn't have had a security team there, and he could have gone over the shooter could have gone over there and basically gunned down 8 or 10 congressional members. So that was the blessing. I think some people are now taking this as, okay, we all need security and all this. I'm not that guy. I have my three dogs and they love me and they're good at protecting me. And, it's a part of being out in the public and being a part of leadership that, people are going to love you and they're going to hate you and all of that. You've got to be careful and you've got to let the local law enforcement know when there's going to be a group and all of those things. But, our biggest issue right now is my staff in my offices, my three offices in Simi Valley, Santa Clarita, and Palmdale, they want to help people. And that's our major goal. We want to help people. And so that's their job, and they want to do that. And when things are happening or they're tense or something like that, it makes their job more difficult too. So, I am the representative. I understand the task I've taken, but my staff is out there to just help people and work on casework and do all of that. So I worry about them a lot. Of course, I worry about my family, and and we're going to take some actions, of course. But I'm not going to have a security team. I'm not going to do things like that. And hopefully that was a person that as I used to say, crazy people do crazy things, and you cheat them.
Okay, real quick, in about a minute and a half, I know it's on a whole bunch of time, but what do you got coming up? What bill do you got coming up that you'd like to see taken on by the Congress?
Well, we got a lot.
One in particular you'd like to see them really sink their teeth into?
Well, not going to let a cat out of the bag because we're working on something tomorrow, okay. And we'll release something on that. But, locally, of course, we've still got issues that are going forward this week and next week that have to do with veterans, that have to do with local issues in Santa Clarita. And I think that you just saw something come out with the Trump administration that talked about monuments, and we're pushing back on that because of monuments in our area and certain things that would affect the Santa Clarita Valley and our district as a whole. So it's been a very, very busy week with NDAA stuff, but next week will be very, very busy on a lot of the issues that are local issues and veteran issues. So keep releasing them. We keep pushing them out, and it's kind of a whirlwind right now.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Hey, listen, I really appreciate your time. I know how busy you are.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you, and thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, thanks for being here. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Listen, when we come back, we're going to work on whether monkeys, animals, should have rights to keep their own pictures. When they take a selfie, apparently it went to court. We spent tax dollars on this. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.